This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Trump criticized recent state embrace of abortion and Tuesday called for Congress to ban late-term abortions. Abortion-friendly women at President Trump's State of the Union address tried to embrace the legacy of the women's suffrage movement by dressing in white. They ignored that movement's harsh opposition to abortion. Alabama Attorney General Stephen Marshall says 21 states have joined him in asking the U.S. Supreme Court to allow reasonable restrictions banning gruesome D&E abortions. An August appeals court ruling is keeping Alabama from enforcing that ban, and similar laws languish in federal appeals and state courts. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In the wake of a Democrat maneuver to keep senators' views on infanticide secret, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that on this issue, senators can run, but they can't hide. He pledges a move to compel disclosure of those who embrace unlimited eradication of certain children. Washington State Senator Patty Murray, opposing that transparency vote, claimed that current laws against infanticide keep it from being a problem. However, with imprisoned abortionist Kermit Gosnell as a model, New York law now removes protections against infanticide murders like those he committed. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.